Welcome back, Stoic Seekers. In our previous episodes, we've explored a range of Stoic principles, from mastering our perception and emotions to cultivating self-awareness, unbiased thought, and effective problem-solving. We've even delved into the power of action and the importance of aligning our deeds with our values. But today, we're taking a closer look at a concept that lies at the very heart of Stoic ethics and the pursuit of a meaningful life: duty. The Stoics believed that we all have a role to play in the grand scheme of things, a set of responsibilities and obligations that stem from our unique position in the world. They saw duty not as a burden, but as a source of purpose, fulfillment, and even joy. In this episode, we'll explore 10 Stoic lessons that will help you understand the concept of duty, embrace your responsibilities, and find meaning in purposeful action. We'll learn how to approach our work with dedication and integrity, how to turn "I have to" into "I want to," and how to protect the spark of good within us. So, if you're ready to step into your power, embrace your responsibilities, and find fulfillment in serving the greater good, then buckle up and get ready for an inspiring exploration of Stoic duty. It's time to discover the joy of purposeful action and leave your mark on the world. If you found this episode valuable, please give it a thumbs up and share it with your friends and family. Let's spread the Stoic wisdom and inspire others to live a life of duty, purpose, and joy. Lesson 1. The Stoic work ethic. It's not just about the grind, it's about finding your flow. All right, folks, let's kick off this episode on duty with a principle that's as timeless as it is practical. Do your job. Now, before you start picturing a stern-faced boss cracking a whip, let's reframe this concept a bit. The Stoics weren't just talking about punching a clock or meeting deadlines. They were talking about something much deeper, something that connects to our sense of purpose, contribution, and even joy. The Stoics believed that we all have a unique role to play in the grand scheme of things, a set of talents and abilities that we can use to make a positive impact on the world. And by embracing our duties, by fulfilling our responsibilities with dedication and excellence, we're not just earning a paycheck or checking off a to-do list. We're also expressing our true selves and contributing to the greater good. Marcus Aurelius. The Roman emperor and Stoic philosopher put it this way in his Meditations: "Whatever anyone does or says, for my part, I'm bound to the good." In the same way an emerald or gold or purple might always proclaim, "Whatever anyone does or says, I must be what I am and show my true colors." In other words, it's not about external validation or recognition. It's about staying true to your own nature, fulfilling your potential, and shining your unique light in the world, regardless of the circumstances or the opinions of others. The job beyond the job. Now let's be real. For many of us, the word job conjures up images of drudgery, stress, and endless to-do lists. But the Stoics saw work in a much broader sense. It wasn't just about earning a living. It was about fulfilling your role in society, contributing your skills and talents to the world, and living a life of purpose and meaning. Think about it. Your job might be a traditional 9-to-5, but it could also be being a parent, a student, a volunteer, a caregiver, or simply a good friend and neighbor. It's about whatever tasks and responsibilities life has placed before you, and approaching them with a sense of duty, dedication, and excellence. The joy of purposeful action. The Stoics believed that true happiness comes not from chasing after pleasure or avoiding pain, but from living in accordance with virtue and fulfilling our potential. and that includes doing our work, whatever it may be, to the best of our ability. As Epictetus said, the proper work of a human being is to help others, to understand and follow God's will, and to find peace and contentment in the present moment. In other words, it's not just about the outcome, it's about the process, the effort, the intention behind our actions. When we approach our work with a sense of purpose and dedication, we can find joy and satisfaction even in the most mundane tasks. Modern day examples. Let's bring this Stoic wisdom into the 21st century. Think about the teacher who goes above and beyond to inspire their students, the nurse who provides compassionate care to their patients, the artist who pours their heart and soul into their creations, or the parent who sacrifices their own needs to nurture and support their children. These individuals might not be in the spotlight or earning millions of dollars, but they're fulfilling their duties with excellence and making a positive impact on the world. And in doing so, they're also finding a deep sense of purpose and fulfillment that transcends external rewards or recognition. The Stoic challenge. The Stoics challenge us to reframe our relationship with work, to see it not as a burden or a necessary evil, but as an opportunity to express our true selves, contribute to the world, and live a life of meaning and purpose. So today, let's ask ourselves, what is my job in the broadest sense of the word? What are my responsibilities and obligations? How can I approach them with a greater sense of purpose, dedication, and excellence? Remember, the Stoics believed that even the smallest act of service, done with intention and integrity, can have a ripple effect, creating positive change in the world. So, let's embrace our duties, big and small, and let's strive to do our work, whatever it may be, with the heart and soul of a true Stoic. Lesson 2. The Call of Duty, the Stoic's Guide to Embracing Challenges. All right, folks, let's dive into a Stoic principle that might sound a bit daunting at first, but trust me, it's a key ingredient for a life of purpose and fulfillment. Never shirk the proper dispatch of your duty. Now, before you start picturing a drill sergeant barking orders, let's reframe this concept a bit. The Stoics weren't just talking about following orders or blindly obeying authority. They were talking about something much deeper, something that connects to our sense of responsibility, integrity, and even courage. The Stoics believed that we all have a role to play in the world, a set of duties and obligations that come with being human. These duties might be big or small, personal or professional, but they all contribute to the greater good and the flourishing of society. Marcus Aurelius, the Roman emperor and Stoic philosopher, put it this way in his Meditations. Never shirk the proper dispatch of your duty, no matter if you are freezing or hot, groggy or well-rested, vilified or praised, not even if dying or pressed by other demands. Even dying is one of the important assignments of life, and in this, as in all else, make the most of your resources to do well the duty at hand. In other words, don't let discomfort, fatigue, criticism, or even the looming specter of death deter you from doing what you know is right. Embrace your responsibilities, face your challenges head on, and strive for excellence in everything you do. The temptation of avoidance. Now, let's be real. We all have those moments when we'd rather hit the snooze button, binge watch our favorite show, or simply avoid a difficult conversation or task. It's human nature to seek comfort and ease, to shy away from discomfort and challenges. But the Stoics would argue that this avoidance, this shirking of our duties, is a form of weakness and a betrayal of our own potential. Think about it. Have you ever procrastinated on a project, only to feel the stress and anxiety build up as the deadline approached? Or have you ever avoided a difficult conversation with a loved one, only to have the issue fester and create even more tension and distance? These are all examples of how avoiding our duties can backfire, creating more problems and suffering in the long run. The Stoics believed that true strength lies not in avoiding challenges, but in facing them head-on, with courage, determination, and a commitment to doing what's right. The Stoic embrace of challenges. So, how do you overcome the temptation of avoidance and embrace the Stoic ideal of duty? Here are a few strategies. 1. Reframe your perspective. Instead of seeing your duties as burdens or obligations, try to reframe them as opportunities for growth, contribution, and self-expression. As the saying goes, change your thoughts, change your world. 2. Focus on the present moment. When faced with a daunting task or a difficult situation, don't get overwhelmed by the big picture. Focus on the present moment, on the one small step you can take right now to move forward. 3. Cultivate discipline and perseverance. The Stoics believed that discipline is like a muscle. The more you exercise it, the stronger it becomes. Start by setting small, achievable goals and holding yourself accountable to them. Celebrate your successes and learn from your setbacks. 4. Find your why. Connect your duties to a larger purpose or meaning. Why is this task important? How does it contribute to your values, your goals, or the well-being of others? Having a clear sense of purpose can be a powerful motivator, even when faced with challenges or setbacks. Modern-day examples. The Stoic principle of embracing duty is just as relevant today as it was in ancient times. We see examples of people fulfilling their duties with courage and dedication all around us. The firefighter who rushes into a burning building to save lives. The doctor who works long hours to care for their patients. The parent who sacrifices their own sleep to comfort a sick child. The activist who fights for justice and equality, even in the face of opposition and danger. These individuals are embodying the Stoic ideal of duty, putting the needs of others before their own, and fulfilling their responsibilities with courage and integrity. The Stoic Challenge. The Stoics challenge us to embrace our duties, no matter how big or small, and to approach them with a sense of purpose, dedication, and excellence. They remind us that we're not just individuals, but also members of a larger community, and that our actions have a ripple effect on the world around us. So, today, let's make a commitment to never shirk our duty. Let's face our challenges head-on, with courage and determination. Let's find meaning in purposeful action, and let's strive to make a positive impact on the world, one small step at a time. Remember, the Stoics believed that a life lived in service to others is a life well lived. So, let's embrace our duties, fulfill our responsibilities, and shine our light in the world. Lesson 3. The Gratitude Game Changer, transforming have to into get to. All right, folks, let's talk about a simple but powerful mindset shift that can revolutionize your relationship with your duties and responsibilities. Turning I have to into I get to. Now, before you roll your eyes and think this is just some positive thinking fluff, hear me out. The Stoics, those ancient philosophers who were all about practical wisdom and resilience, understood that our perception of events shapes our experience of them. And by consciously choosing to reframe our obligations, we can transform them from burdens into opportunities. Epictetus, the no-nonsense Stoic teacher, put it this way in his Discourses. the task of a philosopher. We should bring our will into harmony with whatever happens, so that nothing happens against our will, and nothing that we wish for fails to happen. In other words, it's not about changing the external circumstances. It's about changing your attitude towards them. It's about recognizing that even the most mundane or challenging tasks can be approached with a sense of gratitude and purpose. The have-to trap. Think about your typical day. How often do you find yourself saying or thinking, "I have to go to work, I have to do the laundry, I have to attend this meeting"? This have-to mindset creates a sense of obligation, resentment, and even victimhood. It's like you're being forced to do things against your will, and it drains your energy and motivation. But here's the stoic truth bomb. You always have a choice. You might not be able to control the external circumstances, but you can always control your attitude and your response to them. And by shifting your perspective from have to get to, you can transform those obligations into opportunities. The get-to mindset. The get-to mindset is all about gratitude and appreciation. It's about recognizing the privileges and opportunities that come with your responsibilities, even the ones that might seem mundane or challenging. I have to go to work becomes. I get to earn a living and contribute my skills to the world. I have to do the laundry becomes. I get to have clean clothes and a comfortable home. I have to attend this meeting becomes. I get to collaborate with my colleagues and contribute to a shared goal. By reframing your obligations in this way, you're not just changing your words, you're changing your entire outlook on life. You're cultivating a sense of gratitude, purpose, and even joy in the midst of everyday tasks. Modern day examples. Let's bring this stoic wisdom into the 21st century. Imagine you're a parent who's feeling overwhelmed by the constant demands of childcare. Instead of seeing it as a burden, try to reframe it as a privilege. You get to witness your child's growth and development, to nurture their potential, and to create a loving and supportive home for them. Or maybe you're a student who's feeling stressed about exams and assignments. Instead of seeing it as a chore, try to reframe it as an opportunity. You get to learn new things, expand your mind, and prepare yourself for a fulfilling career and a meaningful life. The stoic advantage. By adopting the get-to mindset, you're not just making yourself happier, you're also becoming more resilient, adaptable, and effective in navigating life's challenges. You're cultivating a sense of agency and empowerment, even in situations that might seem beyond your control. As the contemporary Stoic philosopher William B. Irvine puts it, the get-to mindset is a powerful tool for transforming our experience of life. It allows us to find joy and meaning in even the most mundane tasks, and it helps us to approach challenges with a sense of gratitude and purpose. So, today, let's challenge ourselves to turn have-to into get-to. Let's look for the opportunities and privileges hidden within our obligations, and let's approach each task with a sense of gratitude and enthusiasm. By doing so, we can transform our daily lives into a source of joy, fulfillment, and stoic strength. Lesson 4. The inner flame, guarding your goodness in a world gone wild. All right, folks, let's get a little metaphorical today. The Stoics often talked about a spark of good that exists within each of us, a divine flame that represents our potential for virtue, wisdom, and compassion. It's that little voice inside that nudges us towards what's right, even when it's hard, and reminds us of our interconnectedness with all of humanity. The Stoics believed that protecting this inner flame, this spark of goodness, is one of our most important duties. It's about nurturing our moral character, resisting temptation, and staying true to our values, even when the world around us seems to be going up in flames. Marcus Aurelius, the Roman emperor and Stoic philosopher, put it this way in his Meditations. Look well into thyself. There is a source of strength which will always spring up if thou wilt always look. In other words, you have within you a wellspring of goodness, a reservoir of strength and resilience that can never be extinguished, as long as you keep tending to it. It's like a pilot light in a furnace, always ready to ignite and provide warmth and light, even in the darkest of times. The temptations of darkness. Now let's be real. The world can be a tough place. We're constantly bombarded with negativity, injustice, and temptations that can dim our inner light. It's easy to get caught up in the rat race, to compromise our values for the sake of success, or to let anger and resentment consume us. Think about those times when you felt your inner flame flicker. Maybe you've been tempted to cut corners at work, to gossip about a friend, or to indulge in a harmful habit, even though you knew it wasn't the right thing to do. In those moments, it's like a dark cloud is passing over your soul, threatening to extinguish the light within. The Stoics' shield. But the Stoics believed that we have the power to protect our inner flame, to shield it from the darkness and keep it burning bright. It's about cultivating a strong moral character, practicing self-discipline, and choosing our actions wisely, even when it's difficult. Here are a few Stoic strategies to help you guard your goodness. 1. Mindful awareness. Pay attention to your thoughts, emotions, and actions. Notice when you're tempted to compromise your values or act in a way that's not in alignment with your best self. 2. Self-reflection. Take time each day to reflect on your choices and your behavior. Ask yourself, am I living in accordance with my values? Am I being the kind of person I want to be? 3. Seek out positive influences. Surround yourself with people who uplift and inspire you, who embody the virtues you admire. Their example can help you stay on track and strengthen your own resolve. 4. Practice self-compassion. When you do make mistakes, don't beat yourself up. Acknowledge your shortcomings, learn from them, and move on. Remember, the Stoic path is not about perfection, it's about progress. Modern-day examples. The Stoic emphasis on protecting our inner goodness is just as relevant today as it was in ancient times. We see examples of people who embody this principle all around us. The whistleblower. This person speaks out against corruption or injustice, even when it puts their own career or safety at risk. The environmental activist. This person fights to protect the planet, even in the face of powerful opposition and apathy. The compassionate caregiver. This person dedicates their time and energy to caring for others, even when it's emotionally and physically draining. The honest friend. This person tells you the truth, even when it's hard to hear, because they value your well-being and your growth. These individuals are all protecting their inner flame, their spark of goodness, in a world that often tries to extinguish it. They're standing up for what they believe in, even when it's not easy, and they're making a positive impact on the world around them. The Stoic Challenge. The Stoics challenge us to be guardians of our own goodness, to cultivate a strong moral character, and to let our actions shine as a beacon of light in the world. They remind us that we have the power to choose our path, to resist temptation and to live a life that's aligned with our deepest values and aspirations. So today, let's make a commitment to protect the spark of good within us. Let's be mindful of our choices, practice self-reflection, and seek out positive influences. Let's embrace the Stoic challenge and become beacons of light in a world that desperately needs it. Lesson 5. The uphill battle, the Stoic's grit in the face of adversity. All right, folks, let's have a real heart-to-heart about something we all know deep down, but can be tough to admit. Doing the right thing isn't always easy. It sounds simple, almost cliché. But let's face it, life's a battlefield, and sometimes the moral high ground feels like an uphill climb. The Stoics, those ancient philosophers who were all about living a virtuous life, understood this struggle all too well. They knew that the path to righteousness is often paved with challenges, temptations, and sacrifices. But they also believed that true strength lies in persevering, in choosing the honorable path, even when it's the harder one. Seneca, the Roman Stoic philosopher and playwright, put it this way in his Moral Letters. The good man is neither intimidated nor crushed by the bad, nor is he less spirited or vigorous in action. He will never quit, and he will never give up until he achieves his purpose or breathes his last. In other words, doing the right thing takes guts. It takes resilience, determination, and a willingness to face adversity head on. It's not about being perfect or never making mistakes. It's about getting back up when you fall, dusting yourself off, and continuing to fight the good fight, even when the odds are stacked against you. The siren song of the easy way out. We live in a world that's full of shortcuts and temptations. It's easy to rationalize unethical behavior, to justify cutting corners, or to prioritize short-term gains over long-term consequences. We're constantly bombarded with messages that tell us to look out for number one and to do whatever it takes to get ahead. But the Stoics would urge us to resist these siren songs. They'd remind us that true success and fulfillment come not from chasing after fleeting pleasures or external validation, but from living in accordance with our values and principles. Think about those times when you've been tempted to take the easy way out. Maybe it was cheating on a test, lying to a friend, or compromising your integrity for the sake of a promotion. In those moments, it might have seemed like the path of least resistance, but deep down, you knew it wasn't the right thing to do. The Stoics would argue that those moments are the true tests of our character. It's easy to be virtuous when everything is going well, but it's in the face of adversity and temptation that our true colors shine through. The Stoics' Moral Compass. So, how do you stay true to your values and do the right thing, even when it's hard? The Stoics offer a few guiding principles. 1. Know your values. The first step is to get clear on your values. What are the principles and ideals that are most important to you? What kind of person do you want to be? Once you know your values, you can use them as a compass to guide your decisions and actions, even when faced with difficult choices. 2. Practice. Premeditation of adversity. Premeditatio malorum. The Stoics would mentally rehearse challenging situations, imagining how they would respond in a way that aligned with their values. This mental preparation helped them build resilience and stay true to their principles when faced with real-life adversity. 3. Seek out role models. Find people who embody the virtues you admire and learn from their example. This could be a mentor, a historical figure, or even a fictional character. Their stories can inspire you and provide guidance when you're facing your own challenges. 4. remember your mortality. The Stoics often meditated on their own mortality as a way to put things in perspective and prioritize what truly matters. When you remember that your time is limited, it becomes easier to let go of petty concerns and focus on living a life of purpose and meaning. Modern-day examples. The Stoic emphasis on doing the right thing, even when it's hard, is just as relevant today as it was in ancient times. We see examples of people demonstrating moral courage all around us. The whistleblower who exposes corruption, even at the risk of their own career. The activist who stands up for marginalized groups, even in the face of hatred and discrimination. The employee who refuses to participate in unethical business practices, even if it means losing their job. The friend who offers honest feedback, even when it's difficult to hear, because they care about your growth and well-being. These individuals are all choosing the harder path, the path of integrity and virtue. They're demonstrating that doing the right thing is not always easy, but it's always worth it. The Stoic Challenge. The Stoics challenge us to be people of character, to live in alignment with our values, and to make choices that benefit not just ourselves, but also the world around us. They remind us that true strength lies not in avoiding challenges, but in facing them head-on, with courage, wisdom, and a commitment to doing what's right. So today, let's make a conscious effort to choose the harder path, the path of virtue and integrity. Let's remember that doing the right thing might not always be easy, but it's the path to a life of true fulfillment, meaning, and Stoic strength. Lesson 6. Rise and Grind. The Stoic's Guide to a Purposeful Morning. All right, folks, let's talk about the first few moments of your day, those precious minutes after you peel your eyelids open, and before the world starts clamoring for your attention. The Stoics believe that how you start your day sets the tone for everything that follows. So, let's explore their wisdom on how to wake up and start your day actively. Now, this isn't about becoming a morning person if you're naturally a night owl. It's not even necessarily about leaping out of bed at the crack of dawn, although that can be a great strategy for some. It's about intentionality, about taking charge of your morning routine and setting yourself up for a day of focus, purpose, and inner peace. The morning mindset. Think about those mornings when you hit the snooze button a dozen times, stumble out of bed in a daze, and then rush through your morning routine, fueled by caffeine and anxiety. It's like starting a race with a flat tire. You're already behind before you even get to the starting line. The Stoics understood that the first few hours of the day are crucial for setting the tone for the rest of your waking hours. They believed that by starting your day actively, with intention and purpose, you can create a ripple effect of productivity, focus, and well-being that carries you through the day. Marcus Aurelius, the Roman emperor and Stoic philosopher, famously began his days with a series of reflections and reminders to himself. He'd contemplate his duties, his values, and the challenges he might face that day. This mental preparation helped him approach his day with clarity, focus, and a sense of purpose. The Stoic Morning Routine. So, what does a Stoic morning routine look like? It's not about following a rigid schedule or adhering to a one-size-fits-all formula. It's about finding practices that work for you and that help you start your day with intentionality and focus. Here are a few ideas inspired by the Stoics. 1. Mindful awakening. Instead of hitting the snooze button and groggily scrolling through your phone, try to wake up with a sense of gratitude and purpose. Take a few deep breaths, stretch your body, and set an intention for the day ahead. 2. Morning meditation or reflection. Spend a few minutes in quiet contemplation, focusing on your breath, your body, or a stoic quote or passage. This can help you clear your mind, center yourself, and prepare for the day ahead. 3. Physical activity. Get your blood flowing and your energy levels up with some form of physical activity. This could be a brisk walk, a yoga session, or a quick workout. 4. Nourishing breakfast. Fuel your body with a healthy and nutritious breakfast. Avoid sugary cereals or processed foods that will leave you feeling sluggish and unfocused. 5. Review your goals and priorities. Take a few minutes to review your goals for the day and prioritize your tasks. This will help you stay focused and avoid getting sidetracked by distractions. 6. Express gratitude. Take a moment to appreciate the good things in your life, big and small. This could involve writing in a gratitude journal, expressing appreciation to loved ones, or simply taking a moment to savor the beauty of the world around you. Modern day examples. The Stoic approach to starting the day actively is just as relevant today as it was in ancient times. Many successful individuals, from CEOs to athletes to artists, have morning routines that help them set the tone for a productive and fulfilling day. The early riser. This person wakes up before the sun rises, using the quiet morning hours for meditation, exercise, or creative work. They find that this sets them up for a more focused and productive day. The gratitude journaler. This person starts their day by writing down a few things they're grateful for. This simple practice helps them cultivate a positive mindset and appreciate the good things in their life. The mindful mover. This person incorporates movement into their morning routine, whether it's a yoga flow, a jog in the park, or a dance party in their living room. They find that this helps them wake up their body and mind and feel more energized and focused. The Stoic advantage. By starting your day actively, you're not just setting yourself up for a more productive day, you're also cultivating a mindset of intentionality, purpose, and self-discipline that can benefit all areas of your life. You're taking charge of your mornings rather than letting them control you, and you're creating a ripple effect of positivity and focus that can carry you through even the most challenging days. As the contemporary Stoic philosopher Ryan Holiday puts it, "The way you start your day often sets the tone for how the rest of your day unfolds. So make a conscious effort to start your day with intention, focus, and a positive mindset." So today, let's challenge ourselves to wake up and start our day actively. Let's create a morning routine that nourishes our bodies, minds, and souls, and sets us up for a day of purpose, productivity, and Stoic strength. Remember, the early bird might get the worm, but the Stoic gets the tranquility, focus, and fulfillment that come from a mindful and intentional start to the day. Lesson 7. The Virtue Trap, the Stoic's Guide to Unconditional Goodness. All right, folks, let's have a heart-to-heart about something that can subtly undermine our good intentions: the expectation of reward. We're diving into the Stoic principle of don't expect a reward for doing good. Now, this might sound a bit counterintuitive, especially in a world that often operates on a transactional basis. We're used to the idea of you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours, of expecting something in return for our efforts, whether it's recognition, praise, or material gain. But the Stoics, those ancient philosophers who were all about living a virtuous life, had a different perspective. They believed that true virtue is its own reward, that doing the right thing is inherently valuable, regardless of the external consequences. Marcus Aurelius, the Roman emperor and Stoic philosopher, put it this way in his Meditations. When you've done a good act and another has benefited, why do you look for a third thing besides these? To get the reputation of a doer of good, or to get a return? In other words, don't let your good deeds become a transaction. Don't do good things with the expectation of getting something in return. Do them because they're the right thing to do, because they align with your values and principles, and because they contribute to the greater good. The expectation hangover. Think about those times when you've helped someone out, expecting a thank you or a favor in return, only to be met with silence or indifference. It stings, doesn't it? It can leave you feeling resentful, unappreciated, and even questioning why you bothered to help in the first place. That's the expectation hangover. It's the emotional letdown that comes when our good deeds aren't met with the external validation we crave. It's a reminder that we're not in control of other people's reactions or the outcomes of our actions. The Stoics understood this all too well. They knew that the world doesn't always reward virtue or punish vice. Sometimes good people suffer and bad people prosper. But they also believed that this shouldn't deter us from doing what's right. True virtue, they argued, is its own reward. It brings a sense of inner peace, satisfaction, and alignment with our true nature that no external reward can match. The Stoic approach to unconditional goodness. So how do you cultivate this kind of unconditional goodness, this willingness to do the right thing without expecting anything in return? The Stoics offer a few strategies. 1. Shift your focus. Instead of focusing on the potential rewards of your actions, focus on the actions themselves. Ask yourself, is this the right thing to do? Is it in alignment with my values and principles? If the answer is yes, then do it, without hesitation or expectation. 2. Find joy in the act itself. The Stoics believed that virtue is not just a means to an end, it's an end in itself. Find joy and satisfaction in the act of doing good, in expressing your compassion, generosity, and integrity. 3. Practice detachment from outcomes. Recognize that you can't control the outcomes of your actions, only your intentions and efforts. Focus on doing your best and let go of the need for a specific result. 4. Cultivate inner strength. True strength comes from within, not from external validation or rewards. By acting in accordance with your values, even when it's difficult or unrewarded, you're building a strong and resilient character that can withstand any challenge. Modern-day examples. Let's bring this Stoic wisdom into the 21st century. Imagine you volunteer your time at a local soup kitchen. You're not doing it for recognition or praise. You're doing it because you believe it's the right thing to do, because you want to help those in need. That's the Stoic spirit in action. Or maybe you decide to speak up against injustice, even though it might make you unpopular or put your job at risk. You're not doing it for personal gain. You're doing it because you believe in fairness and equality. That's true moral courage. The Stoic advantage. By not expecting a reward for doing good, you're freeing yourself from the tyranny of external validation. You're cultivating a sense of inner peace and satisfaction that comes from living in alignment with your values, regardless of the outcomes. As the contemporary Stoic philosopher Massimo Pigliucci puts it, the Stoics teach us that true happiness comes not from external rewards, but from living a virtuous life. When we do the right thing, simply because it's the right thing to do, we experience a deep sense of satisfaction and fulfillment that no external reward can match. So today, let's make a commitment to do good for goodness' sake. Let's focus on our intentions, not our expectations. Let's find joy in the act of service, in the expression of our virtues, and in the knowledge that we're making a positive impact on the world, one small step at a time. Lesson 8. The Stoic Newsflash, keeping your cool in the face of bad news. All right, folks, let's talk about something that can hit us like a ton of bricks. Bad news. Whether it's a health diagnosis, a financial setback, a relationship ending, or even just a bad day at work, bad news has a way of shaking us to our core and throwing us off balance. The Stoics, those ancient philosophers who were all about resilience and inner strength, had a unique perspective on dealing with adversity. They didn't advocate for sticking our heads in the sand and pretending everything's fine. They understood that bad news is a part of life. But they also believed that we have the power to choose how we respond to it, to prevent it from controlling us and derailing our lives. Marcus Aurelius, the Roman emperor and Stoic philosopher, put it this way in his Meditations. Don't let the news of it overwhelm you. Depression is irrational. If the problem can be solved, there's no need to worry. If it can't be solved, worrying will do no good. In other words, don't let the initial shock of bad news paralyze you. Take a deep breath, assess the situation objectively, and then decide on the best course of action. If there's something you can do to address the problem, then do it. If not, then accept the reality of the situation and focus on what you can control: your attitude, your response, and your inner peace. The emotional tsunami. When bad news hits, it can feel like a tsunami crashing over us, sweeping away our sense of security and leaving us feeling overwhelmed and disoriented. It's natural to feel a range of emotions: sadness, anger, fear, even despair. But the Stoics would remind us that these emotions, while valid, shouldn't be allowed to control us or dictate our actions. Think about those times when you've received bad news. Maybe you got laid off from your job, a loved one received a difficult diagnosis, or you experienced a major setback in a personal project. In those moments, it's easy to get swept away by the emotional current, to let fear and anxiety take over, and to lose sight of the bigger picture. But the Stoics would argue that this is precisely when we need to be most clear-headed and rational. It's when we need to tap into our inner strength, our resilience, and our ability to navigate challenges with grace and wisdom. The Stoic Lifeboat. So, how do you stay afloat in the face of bad news? How do you prevent the emotional tsunami from capsizing your ship? The Stoics offer a few life-saving strategies. 1. Acknowledge and accept. The first step is to acknowledge and accept the reality of the situation. Don't deny your feelings or try to pretend everything's okay. Allow yourself to feel the sadness, the anger, the fear, but don't let those emotions consume you. 2. Focus on what you can control. Once you've acknowledged the situation, shift your focus to what you can control. This might involve seeking out information, making a plan, taking action, or simply adjusting your expectations and finding a new path forward. 3. Find the silver lining. Even in the darkest of clouds, there's often a silver lining. Look for the opportunities for growth, learning, and resilience that might be hidden within the challenge. 4. Practice gratitude. Even in the midst of adversity, there's always something to be grateful for. Focus on the good things in your life the people who love and support you, and the strength and resilience you've cultivated through past challenges. 5. Seek support. Don't be afraid to reach out to trusted friends, family members, or professionals for support. Sharing your burdens can lighten the load and help you gain perspective. Modern-day examples. Let's bring this Stoic wisdom into the 21st century. Imagine you receive a diagnosis of a chronic illness. It's natural to feel scared, angry, and even overwhelmed. But by acknowledging your emotions, seeking out information and support, and focusing on what you can control, your treatment plan, your lifestyle choices, your mindset, you can navigate this challenge with courage and grace. Or maybe you're facing a financial setback, like a job loss or a market downturn. Instead of panicking and making impulsive decisions, you can take a deep breath, assess your options, and create a plan to get back on your feet. You can also use this as an opportunity to reevaluate your priorities, simplify your lifestyle, and focus on what truly matters. The Stoic advantage. By learning to navigate bad news with a Stoic mindset, you're not just coping with adversity, you're also building resilience, wisdom, and a deeper sense of inner peace. You're proving to yourself that you can handle whatever life throws your way, and that you have the strength to emerge from challenges even stronger than before. As the contemporary Stoic philosopher William B. Irvine puts it, "The Stoics teach us that we can't control what happens to us, but we can control how we respond. By cultivating a Stoic mindset, we can learn to face adversity with courage, grace, and a sense of inner peace." So, today, let's make a commitment to not let bad news control us. Let's acknowledge our emotions, focus on what we can control, and find the strength to move forward even in the face of uncertainty and hardship. Remember, the Stoics believed that even the darkest of clouds has a silver lining, and by embracing this perspective, we can turn every challenge into an opportunity for growth and transformation. Lesson 9. The Work-Life Tango, the Stoic's Guide to Finding Balance in a Hustle Culture. All right, folks, let's have a real talk about something that's all too common in today's fast-paced, achievement-driven world. The tendency to let work consume our entire lives. We're diving deep into the Stoic principle of don't let your work consume your entire life. Now, before you start thinking this is just another lecture about work-life balance, hear me out. The Stoics weren't advocating for laziness or shirking our responsibilities. They understood the importance of hard work, dedication, and fulfilling our duties. But they also recognized that there's more to life than just work, and that true fulfillment comes from a balanced and well-rounded existence. Seneca, the Roman Stoic philosopher and statesman, put it this way in his Moral Letters. "Life is divided into three parts: what was, what is, and what will be. Of these, the present time is short, the future is doubtful, the past is certain. For this last is the portion which we have already enjoyed, and concerning which we can have no anxiety. And it is foolish to let go that which you have surely held, through anxiety for that which you have not yet grasped." In other words, don't get so caught up in the pursuit of future goals or the demands of your job that you forget to live in the present moment and appreciate the life you have right now. The past is gone, the future is uncertain, but the present is yours to savor and enjoy. The Workaholic's Trap. We live in a culture that often glorifies busyness and productivity. We're constantly bombarded with messages telling us to hustle harder, work longer hours, and sacrifice our personal lives for the sake of career advancement. But the Stoics would argue that this relentless pursuit of success can be a trap, leading to burnout, strained relationships, and a sense of emptiness and dissatisfaction. It's like being on a hamster wheel, running faster and faster, but never really getting anywhere. Think about those times when you've worked late into the night, sacrificing sleep, family time, and personal hobbies to meet a deadline or impress your boss. In those moments, it might have felt like you were being productive and responsible. But in the long run, this kind of workaholism can take a toll on your health, your relationships, and your overall well-being. The Stoic approach to work-life balance. So, how do you find a healthy balance between work and the rest of your life? How do you avoid the workaholic's trap and create a life that's both productive and fulfilling? The Stoics offer a few strategies. 1. Set clear priorities. Identify what's truly important to you in life. What are your values? What are your goals? What brings you joy and fulfillment? Once you're clear on your priorities, you can start making choices that align with them, even when it means saying no to certain work demands or opportunities. 2. Create boundaries. Establish clear boundaries between your work life and your personal life. This might involve setting specific work hours, turning off notifications after a certain time, or creating a dedicated workspace that's separate from your living space. 3. Practice detachment. Don't let your self-worth become entangled with your job or your professional achievements. Remember that you're more than just your work, and that your value as a human being is not dependent on your productivity or your position in the company. 4. Make time for leisure and joy. The Stoics understood the importance of leisure and recreation for a well-rounded life. Make time for activities that bring you joy and recharge your batteries, whether it's spending time with loved ones, pursuing hobbies, or simply relaxing and enjoying the present moment. 5. Find meaning in your work. If possible, try to find work that aligns with your values and gives you a sense of purpose. This doesn't mean you have to love every aspect of your job, but it does mean finding ways to connect your work to a larger sense of meaning and contribution. Modern-day examples. The Stoic approach to work-life balance is more relevant than ever in today's hustle culture. We see the consequences of workaholism all around us. The burnt-out executive. This person has achieved great success in their career, but they're constantly stressed, exhausted, and neglecting their health and relationships. The absentee parent. This person is so focused on their work that they're missing out on their children's lives, creating a sense of distance and resentment in their family. The social media addict. This person is constantly checking their phone and responding to work emails, even during their supposed free time. They're never truly present in the moment, and their relationships and mental health suffer as a result. The Stoic challenge. The Stoics challenge us to create a life that's balanced, fulfilling, and aligned with our values. They urge us to find joy, not just in our work, but also in our relationships, our hobbies, and the simple pleasures of everyday life. So, today, let's take a moment to reflect on our own work-life balance. Are we letting our work consume us? Are we neglecting our own needs and the needs of our loved ones? If so, it's time to make some changes. Remember, the Stoics believed that a good life is a well-rounded life, one that includes work, leisure, relationships, and personal growth. By setting boundaries, prioritizing our values, and making time for what truly matters, we can create a life that's not just about success, but about true fulfillment and happiness. Lesson 10. The lifelong apprenticeship, the Stoic pursuit of the good life. All right, folks, let's wrap up this episode on duty with a lesson that's at the heart of the Stoic philosophy. Learn how to live. Now, this might seem like a pretty broad and ambitious goal. After all, isn't life something we just live? We breathe, we eat, we work, we love, we experience joy and sorrow, and eventually we die. So, what's there to learn? The Stoics would argue that there's a whole lot to learn about living. They saw life not as a random series of events, but as an art, a craft that requires constant practice, reflection, and refinement. And they believed that the pursuit of this art, the quest to live a good life, is the most important endeavor we can undertake. Seneca, the Roman Stoic philosopher and playwright, put it this way in his Moral Letters: "Life is long if you know how to use it." In other words, it's not about the quantity of years we live, but the quality of the life we create within those years. It's about making conscious choices, cultivating virtue, and living in alignment with our true nature and purpose. The School of Life. The Stoics saw the world as a vast classroom, a school of life where every experience, every encounter, every challenge is an opportunity for learning and growth. They believed that we're all lifelong students, constantly striving to understand ourselves, the world around us, and our place within it. Think about it this way. You wouldn't expect to become a master chef, a skilled musician, or a successful entrepreneur without years of practice, dedication, and learning from your mistakes. So why would you expect to master the art of living without putting in the same effort? The Stoics understood that living a good life requires constant self-examination, reflection, and a willingness to learn from both our successes and our failures. It's about cultivating wisdom, developing virtues like courage, justice, and temperance, and striving to live in harmony with nature and reason. The Stoic Curriculum. So, what does this curriculum for life look like? The Stoics offered a variety of practices and principles to guide us on our journey. 1. Self-awareness. The first step is to know thyself. Understand your strengths and weaknesses, your values and motivations, and the patterns of thought and behavior that shape your life. 2. Virtue. Cultivate the 4 cardinal virtues: wisdom, justice, courage, and temperance. These virtues are not just abstract ideals, they're practical tools for navigating life's challenges and making choices that lead to a fulfilling and meaningful existence. 3. Mindfulness. Pay attention to the present moment, to your thoughts, emotions, and actions. Be fully engaged in the here and now and savor the richness of each experience. 4. Purposeful action. Make choices that align with your values and goals. Don't just react to the world around you. Actively shape your life and contribute to the greater good. 5. Acceptance. Embrace the reality of your circumstances, both the good and the bad. Don't waste energy fighting against things you can't control. Focus on what you can influence and find peace in acceptance. Modern day examples. The Stoic pursuit of the good life is just as relevant today as it was in ancient times. We see examples of people who embody this principle all around us. The lifelong learner. This person is always seeking out new knowledge and experiences, whether it's through formal education, travel, or simply engaging in conversations with people from different backgrounds. They understand that learning is a lifelong journey, and they're constantly expanding their horizons and challenging their assumptions. The mindful meditator. This person dedicates time each day to quiet contemplation and self-reflection. They cultivate mindfulness, observe their thoughts and emotions without judgment, and use their practice to gain clarity, peace, and a deeper understanding of themselves. The purpose-driven entrepreneur. This person has a clear vision for their business and their life, and they make choices that align with their values and goals. They're not just chasing after profits, they're striving to make a positive impact on the world and leave a lasting legacy. The Stoic advantage. By embracing the Stoic approach to life, you're not just learning a set of philosophical principles, you're embarking on a transformative journey of self-discovery and growth. You're cultivating the wisdom, resilience, and inner strength to navigate life's complexities with grace, purpose, and a deep sense of fulfillment. Remember, the Stoic life is not about achieving perfection. It's about striving for excellence, and that's a lifelong process. So, let's continue to learn, to grow, and to evolve, embracing every experience as an opportunity to practice philosophy and become the best versions of ourselves. And there you have it, folks. We've journeyed through the Stoic concept of duty, exploring 10 powerful lessons on how to find meaning and fulfillment in purposeful action. We've learned to embrace our responsibilities, protect our inner goodness, and approach our work with dedication and integrity. Remember, the Stoics weren't just about lofty ideals. They were about rolling up their sleeves and making a difference in the world. They understood that true happiness comes not just from what we receive, but from what we give, from the positive impact we make on the lives of others. So, as we wrap up this 7th episode in our Stoic series, I encourage you to reflect on these lessons and start applying them to your own life. Embrace your duties, big and small, and approach them with a sense of purpose and enthusiasm. Remember, you have the power to make a difference, to contribute to the greater good, and to create a life that's truly meaningful and fulfilling. If you found this episode valuable, please give it a thumbs up and share it with your friends and family. Let's spread the Stoic wisdom and inspire others to live a life of duty, purpose, and joy. Join us next time as we delve into the 8th part of our series, where we'll explore the Stoic approach to pragmatism and how to navigate life's complexities with wisdom and resilience. Until then, keep those Stoic vibes high, and remember, the world is waiting for your unique contribution. Go out there and make it happen.